Today, in the internet, there is a story about two children, unborn children. So you'll have to suspend your belief a little and use your imagination. Begin to talk. And it's one of the ways that nature teaches us about belief. And so I would like to read this story, which some of you may have heard. Twins, unborn, talking. Do you believe in life after delivery? The second baby replied, "Why, of course. There has to be something after delivery. Maybe we are here to prepare ourselves for what will be later." "Nonsense," said the first baby. "There is no life after delivery. What would that life be?" "I don't know, but there will be more light than here. Maybe we will walk with our legs and eat from our mouths." The doubting baby laughed. "This is absurd. Walking is impossible, and eating with our mouths, ridiculous. The umbilical cord supplies our nutrition. Life after delivery is impossible. The umbilical cord is too short." The second baby replied, "I think there is something, and maybe it's different than here." The first baby came back. "No one has ever come back from there. Delivery is the end of life, and after delivery there is nothing but darkness, anxiety. It takes us nowhere. Don't think about it." "Well, I don't know," said the twin, "but certainly we will see Mother, and she will take care of us." "Mother? You believe in Mother? Where is she now?" The second baby calmly said, "Well, I think she's all around us. It's in her that we live. Without her, we wouldn't have this world." "Ha, I don't see her. So it's only logical to say she doesn't exist." To which the other replied, "Sometimes, when you sit in silence, you can hear her. You can perceive her. I believe there is a reality after delivery, and we are here to prepare ourselves for that reality when it comes." An unusual story, popular in the internet and used throughout various gatherings lately. But it reminds us that in nature, God gives us certain invitations to think about immortality and about our life here. In today's gospel, the story about the person who was born blind and deals with the question, if God is so good, how come he allows suffering? And the Bible never totally answers the question, except in the book of Job. It says to Job, God says, "Were you there when I built the earth and the universe? If I started to explain to you everything now, would you be able to understand? There are certain things for which we have no answers, and we shouldn't try to make stuff up. That doesn't mean we don't think. We don't use the mind that God gave us to make life better, to find cures, to find solutions. But also, in the meantime, to believe faithfully in a God we can't see, and to realize that this life is a preparation for the next. And as good as we become with his help, we make everything a little better. Sometimes we want to change politicians, we want to change our health situation, our financial situation, we want to change everything, Except what we can change with God's help, our behavior, our personality, and our future, which is connected with who we are as people and who we will be forever. Focus on believing in God and changing what you can with His help. Christos Voskres.